Our next guest is here. If you kind of come a little closer to the microphone. This gentleman, I believe, is a Rockland selectman. Is that correct?
It is. Vice chairman of the Board of Selectmen.
He is Larry Ryan, and he is here to talk to us about a public forum that's going to be taking place next Tuesday at the Rockland Senior Center, located at 317 Plain Street. So talk a little bit about Rockland's housing production plan. And he's here to answer a couple of questions in regards to this particular forum. I think it behooves me to kind of ask you first and foremost to explain what the Rockland Housing Partnership Committee is.
Basically, it started when the town is subject to 40B housing, and one of the plans came up, and it didn't really meet with the Rockland plan, if you will, as the neighborhood community watch and, you know, just fitting into the neighborhood. So we found out that if we develop a housing production plan with the state, we could more regulate what comes into Rockland. So basically, we're just a committee of volunteers that are, some of them work in town hall, we get a couple of citizens at large, and myself, and the first thing we wanted to do was find out really what the whole thing was all about. And so we brought some people in from the state, and they explained to us that they really formulate the plan, and that we our job is to support it. And so one of the first things we decided we would do was, as a committee, was to create a mission statement or a vision statement for the town, which goes like this. The committee will work toward the creation and preservation of housing and housing programs in Rockland that ensure residents with low incomes below the area's median can access an affordable place to live in Rockland while preserving the character and historic nature of the town.
Now, is this a primary goal, or is this just some of the stuff that the committee has kind of put together as to its mission statement?
Well, the mission statement is going to be part of the housing development that we're doing now.
Okay.
And it also, our job is to identify and support the state and its vision to have 10% affordable housing in almost every town.
What's what is your role on the committee, if you mind me asking?
Well, I'm the chairman of the committee.
Oh, okay.
And my job is to
see the head honcho.
Well, sort of speaking, okay. I have a good authority working with us, Marcy Birmingham, who does a great job, to Alan Chakra in the town administrator's office.
Okay.
So,
so I guess I would ask you, my next question would be, what would be the primary goal of the Housing Partnership Committee? What is the primary goal?
The primary goal is to identify subsidized housing units and to work toward the goal of the 10% state mandate for 40B or affordable housing. And by doing this, our primary goal will be to make sure that, A, there's affordable housing within Rockland for people to come and live in the town of Rockland, and B, to help regulate its growth so that we don't get overwhelmed by any one project at one time.
Yeah, no, 40B has been a major issue in a lot of local communities. Are there already 40B projects in Rockland that have come up, you know, before this?
Yes, there are actually a couple of plans on the table. One is in the North Union Street area, near the next to the air base, and they want to put in some units there. And we've been working with the developer to, I hate to use the word rein them in, but just to bring them to our point of thinking where, you know, he gets a project done, and he gets what he invested his money in without making it an eyesore or a over inconvenience for the town.
But something that the town eventually has to take over once the developer takes, you know, leaves once the project is completed. I mean, a lot of times, I think that's the one sentiment that I've heard from a lot of folks who deal with 40B is years later, after the 40B project is done and built, you know, and depending on how good the contractor was, the general contractor is, having to kind of take care of some of the things that weren't properly done.
Well, there are 40Bs and there are 40Bs. And, you know, some of them pack them in really close. Others are housing developments, sure, where there's single-family units that have a certain percentage of them that are affordable housing, which allows us to take the whole, I believe, the whole number into our number that we need to get.
Okay.
So for the town of Rockland, I just want to say, for the town of Rockland, we have identified 7,030 units of housing in the town, which by which 10% would be 703. We have currently 444 subsidized housing units that we count, so we need roughly 259 more. And so where are those 259 going to come from? Those one of the plans, your senior housing. Senior housing may have less impact on the town than other housing, therefore it might be more desirable to the committee to look in those general directions for what can be done in that to alleviate our problem. We have 500 seniors currently waiting for housing, and we need more of it. So,
The flyer that I have here that Marcy, I'm going to thank Marcy Birmingham for sending me the project coordinator who sent me the flyer, and it says here, Rockland Housing Production Plan Public Forum. Define what a housing production plan is for our listeners.
Well, it's a document that helps towns like Rockland meet state-mandated 40B affordable housing requirements. The plan also provides the town with a way to look at their housing needs and strengths in general and determine ways to make those meet those needs. The state requires housing production for the following reasons. One, it needs a comprehensive housing needs assessment, affordable housing goals, and practical strategies to meet those housing goals. Let's just take for one example again, the senior housing. We have 500 residents on the list. Demographics show that the age of Rockland citizens is getting older all the time. There's going to be more people looking for senior housing as the years go on. So the HPP will, one, support this theory with data, set a goal to provide additional senior housing, and then take practical steps to meet the need. And it works in our favor as long as we make progress on attaining the goal of 10%.
It definitely sounds like kind of the whole housing production plan sounds like a big project. What are you guys doing as far as resources in order to develop the plan?
Well, we were fortunate enough to receive a grant from the Commonwealth Department of Housing and Community Development to develop the housing plan. They gave us $15,000. And the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, when they realized we were into the HPP, also contributed $10,000 for technical grant money. So basically, we're all set for the cost of the project, which the state does, by the way. We don't, you know, they ask us the questions, so to speak, and they're going to put together this housing plan based on what we say in the public meeting, which comes up. The first of the two public meetings that comes up next week.
How long of a project is this usually? I don't know. Has there been other projects you can gauge how long this one will take?
Well, is this the first of its kind?
This is the first of its kind in the town of Rockland.
The first of its kind.
In the town of Rockland.
Right,
yeah.
In the town of Rockland. There are other towns around that also have proceeded along this line. And it's really a good thing that the town of Rockland is getting in with it, so to speak, and so that we can regulate what goes on here. Let me see what the other thing we wanted to say was.
Well, while you're taking a look at your notes, I just want to again remind folks who live in live in Rockland that this public forum regarding the housing production plan, this could be a public forum held at the Rockland Senior Center. That's going to be Tuesday, March 8th, starting at 7:00. And according to my notes here, this is going to be the first of two public forums.
It is, and. What the main focus will be to listen to the state that night, because they're going to be there to talk to all the residents of Rockland and to understand that this particular committee, though we're involved in housing, will it's not within the scope of our jurisdiction, if you will, to deny access or promote a certain region within the town itself, but to when the plan comes forward. Then to be able to have our say on it.
Now, how does this the production plan public forum? How does this fit into all of it as far as this the production plan?
People are nervous about having new housing or new projects or 40Bs or any type of new development in their neighborhood. It's just a routine thing for people to do. So what this is going to do is. is going to be able to take the people of the town of Rockland to come out and ask all their questions and understand just what the Housing Partnership Committee is doing along with the state and the HPP.
How much of it now? I believe Southfield is a part of that is in Rockland, right?
It is, but right now most of it is zoned for open space, and we're actually working on zoning over there to get a business community within the town of Rockland's area. There has been talk of senior housing at times over there, and I'm not sure where those plans are now. Bill Manahan, he's the chairman, he's from Rockland. He keeps us up on pretty much everything, but he's still working out a lot of plans.
Okay. And I even want to kind of throw this out there. The guy who kind of contacted me, Bill Cormier, did I say his name right?
Yes, he did.
Bill was kind enough to kind of ask me if, hey, is there any chance that we can get somebody on to come on and talk about this? I think I talked to Alan and Marcy the other day also to kind of get the nuts and the bolts to this particular forum, again, taking place next Tuesday. Very important that folks turn out for this. If folks have any, want more information, they can contact Marcy at 781-871-1874. I'll repeat the number, 781-871-1874, extension 106. Or you can send her an email at mbirmingham@rockland-ma.com. It's that easy. Anything that we haven't mentioned about this that you want to kind of take a second to share with listeners?
I think the major thing I would like to share with all the people at the town of Rockland is this is a this committee has no jurisdiction over where anything is built or really what is built, but we can how fast it's built is the thing we're after. You know, if we get the HPP and everything gets into place and we get approved, we can limit growth to 1-2% a year so that somebody doesn't come in and slam in, you know, 400 or 500 units or something on you without warning, so to speak, and get the paperwork done, because that's how it has been going.
Well, it's also, I mean, it's kind of a smart thing to try to kind of plot the future as to the town's housing needs, and I believe that's one of the meeting agenda items is that you guys are going to discuss that, as well as the demand for housing, how important that is for your community. And I don't know how many communities are doing this. You might be the first community here in the South Shore that's looking to tackle this.
We're actually not, but the state itself has recognized a dramatic need for housing within the state itself.
Who are you expecting from the state? Are you going to have your state rep there? You're going to have...
They've all been invited. Everybody will be invited, so I haven't heard the returns on who sent any, saying I'll be there or whatever, you know?
Okay.
But we'll have most everybody there, I'm sure, once they've all gotten the flyer and the town administrator... He makes sure Marcy take care of publications pretty well.
There is Larry Ryan, a Rockland selectman, also the guy who is going to be chairing this Housing Production Plan Public Forum next Tuesday. Larry, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us on.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We're going to step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. I promise, don't go anywhere.